Corporate boards are becoming a bit more co-ed. A recent survey shows that 25% of U.S. corporate board members are women. Some people argue that more women on a board can mean a better-run company, and we put that theory to Lucy Calloway. She's a columnist for the Financial Times in London. And by the way, she also serves on the board of a car insurance company, and I began by asking her what that was like.
It is fascinating for me as a journalist to do that because I've been writing about management and workplace issues purely as a hack, sitting as my desk. But to get on the other side of the fence and see how they really do it has been quite terrific.
You know, one thing that has been written about, and I'm curious what you think about it, and that is that women somehow would lead to better governance of companies and therefore lead to more profits.
Yes,
what do you think?
Yes, there is a lot. And increasingly, the women's lobby are forcing these stats at us and saying it's now proven. I think these statistics are really dodgy and I think we should fight shy of them. So as soon as a woman starts saying to me, we know women mean better governance, I think you are talking through your hat. You have no proof of that at all. But from that, it doesn't mean to say that women shouldn't be on boards. I think women should be because we're half the, you know, population. But I think one needs to be very careful about making claims like that at all.
Well, are there any claims that can be made, either positive or, I guess, negative, too, about more women on corporate boards? Or it just, like, doesn't matter?
Yeah, well, I mean, interestingly, I've asked my fellow directors what they thought. And they did all say that we tended to approach issues slightly less aggressively and cut down a bit on the sort of, you know, testosterone one-upmanship that there might otherwise have been. And then, of course, there are the other things. It does look good within a company to have women on the board. It's possibly encouraging to the employees. I mean, that, I think, is the big thing.
You know, what do you think, Lucy, of countries where lawmakers force companies to hire a certain number of women on corporate boards? In Norway's case, it's a quota of 40%. You know, would this be a good thing, do you think, in the UK where you are or here in the US?
No, I think it's an absolutely terrible thing. I mean, you know, so now it's worked in the sense that I think there are now 44% of women on boards in Norway. They're nearly all non-execs, and there really aren't enough of them. So there's a ludicrous situation where often one woman will be on the board of 8 to 12 companies. I mean, that is not good governance. You'd get so mixed up, you wouldn't know which blinking meeting you were in.
Okay, last question. What was your most favorite moment on your board?
Ooh, I'll tell you one difference between the men and the women. Men do prefer playing the game that I call I'm more important than you are. So one of the most contentious things in board meetings is agreeing the dates for future meetings. So everyone gets out their BlackBerry and, you know, so the men are always saying, oh, you know, I'm a little bit tied up on, you know, March the 3rd, 2013. And they all play those. And I sit there with my female colleague, both of us doing, you know, full-time jobs elsewhere. And we sort of exchange little glances at that point.
Lucy Calloway writes about workplace and management matters. And she joined us from her workplace in London at the Financial Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.